This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello, and welcome to Noise Box. Excuse me. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Noise Box can be found at noisebox.com. The box is spelled with two X's. Talk about something I don't really usually talk about on this show. At least I don't think I do. A lot of times I'll talk and then I just won't go back and listen to what I said because I already said it, you know. And unfortunately, I can't mention any names due to a NDA that I agreed to. Now I wish I had. But there's this particular game coming out. It is an online game. It is a MMORPG. Massively multiplayer online role-playing game. And I'm going to be very transparent without being transparent, you know? I'm going to be opaque, I guess. This game is based off of one of my favorite RPG series. Okay? It is very... I like the stories. I like the gameplay that... And every time they come out with when they first came out with, I believe, the third chapter, I got it for the Xbox. And I played it and I liked it because it was different. It was, yeah, you had a story you had to follow, but for the most part, you could roam around the world and do whatever the hell you wanted to. You didn't even really have to do the actual story, and I like that. But you know, once we moved, I lost the disc. It's in this house somewhere, but I don't even know where the controllers are for my Xbox, so I actually have the game on Steam. And I had completely forgot that I had played it, okay? And then, here we go. I wanted the latest one, Chapter 5, because it was like one of the greatest video games ever, okay? tried to buy it for the PC on eBay. And the first time I bought it, I didn't read very closely, and I bought the actual media without the code that you need to activate it, which pissed me off, because why the fuck would you sell it? Unless you're just like... And the person said, in case somebody actually needed the actual media. I'm like, yeah, okay. You just basically just preying on the ignorant, you know, which in this case I was completely ignorant. But it only cost me $30 because the game itself cost $60 and I wasn't paying $60. So I paid $30 for something that was worthless. So I went on eBay again, stupid me, bought it again from a guy in Maine. However, when it came from China. Yeah, you can guess. So basically what I did was I bought a bootleg Chinese version of the fucking game, right? Went on eBay to complain to this guy, said, hey, you're not from Maine, but his account had been closed out. He had sent me an email saying, oh, you know, did you get it? Because I really need this money. And I was just like, dude, I never got it. I wasn't paying, you know, screw him, you know. So I had basically paid up to this point $67 for a $60 game. So I just said, fuck it, I'll just buy it for the PS3. So I bought it for the PS3, and I liked it. One of my favorite games. Although, I got my character up to, like, level 25, maybe? No, it was level 32. I got him up to level 32, and Steven wanted to play his character. And in doing so, when he played his character, he didn't realize that... I'm not even sure what he didn't realize, because all I know is he overwrote my character. I was like halfway through the game, and he overwrote my character. I was so pissed at him. I was so pissed. Then I saw what he was trying to do, and he was under the impression that his his character was going to be in a certain slot. But this game didn't do slots. It did the last one that you did. So when he created his, he saved his in a new file. And when he went to go save it again, he said, okay, I'm in the second slot. And so he overwrote my guy. Anyway, it didn't matter because I played it again. And then I went and played the fourth chapter. So I went 3, 5, 4. I went to the fourth. Don't worry, I'm getting to something important here. So then when I get to the fourth one, the fourth chapter, I liked it, but there was this bug that was just for my version. Because I got it from GameStop. I got the Game of the Year edition. But the Game of the Year edition has this vampire bug. So if you become a vampire, there's a way you can cure yourself. But if you have this particular game, this particular edition, Game of the Year edition, on the PS3, there's a bug that means that that cure won't work. And that's exactly what I had in the character. And I finished the game with that character. Finished the main quest and all the other side ones with that character as a vampire for most of the way, which meant that I had to do a lot of stuff. I couldn't really, I had to find people to eat and sleep. It was just a pain in the ass. But I had gotten so far, I didn't want to start all over. Anyway, funny thing is, eventually, I ended up buying all those games plus all the DLCs and got some mods on Steam. So I got everything I wanted on Steam for a fraction of what I paid for the... No, not for a fraction. I said for about as much as I paid for the two bootlegs that I couldn't use. Well, one of them was a bootleg. One of them was just a dumbass mistake on my part. Anyway, so now they're coming out with an online edition. If you haven't figured out what I'm talking about by now, then you don't really play these type of video games. And so this is probably not for you. You probably already figured out it's not for you, so I'm just going to keep on talking. Because if you've gotten this far, you must be at least semi-interested. And plus, I'm really tired, so I'm just going to keep talking. So, I was kind of looking forward to it, but kind of trepidatious, shall we say. Because I'm not a fan of online games. I don't like playing games with other people. I don't like playing RPGs with other people, okay? I don't mind playing sports games or first-person shooters, something like that. But not RPGs. The closest I did was... No, I take that back. When I played Diablo. Played on Diablo online. I was on a dungeon crawl with a couple of guys who we were having fun, and all of a sudden this douchebag comes in who's overpowered, killed all of us. And I was like, wow, that was unfucking necessary. And the next night I said, okay, I'm just gonna go in, right? So I go in playing again, and got a bunch of cool guys, and we were playing for like an hour maybe, and all of a sudden some guy comes in and just starts killing everybody. So I just cut the game off. And I don't know if he killed me or what, but I just cut the game off. Never played Diablo again. No, I take that back. I played Diablo again like maybe a year ago. And this was, like I said, this was Diablo. Not even Diablo 2. This was Diablo. So this was a long, this was before Diablo 2. This was a long time ago. As if, fuck it, you know, I hate playing with other people for just that reason, you know? I also tried playing Neverwinter Nights online. Not the online, but they had mods so you can play and all that kind of stuff. And I tried to play some of those, but I could never really get a bunch of people together. And so it was just a pain in the ass. And everybody was just talking about EverQuest, and I never liked the graphics enough on EverQuest, even though they were like some of the best, but I didn't like it, so I never played it. What was that one? The one that they made a TV show about. World of Warcraft. I play World of Warcraft. Now, first off, everybody kept saying, World of Warcraft, when you get involved with that, man, it's going to take over your life, right? And so I played I think they had like, I think for a while it was like free to play, and then you could like add other stuff if you wanted to. You know, stuff you can pay to build up your guy. It didn't have like a monthly subscription. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna play this. Let me see what it's all about. And I did not like it at all. You know. Oh, in fact, you know what? There was one online game I liked. It was kind of like that. And it was Toontown Online. It was a fucking baby kids game. You know, Steven was 5 when he introduced me. When he introduced that game to me, all right, maybe even 4. I mean, that's, you know, the level. And it was fun because me and him would play together. We'd run around. But then when he kind of outgrew it, I definitely outgrew it because it's such a childish game. Right. Very easy to master, shall we say. But I tried World of Warcraft, you know, and I'm hearing about all this stuff. And, yeah, I realize this was only, like, a few hours. But I think I played for that thing for, like, 3 or 4 hours. And I didn't have any problem cutting it off and never going back. You know, it's just like, eh, all right. I had this on the blog, I should say. I tried Dungeons & Dragons online, but it took forever to download, even with a cable modem. I finally got it installed, fired it up, and it would not attach to any servers, you know, and it wasn't anything that I was doing wrong. It just would not attach at all. So I said, oh, fuck it, I'm just not going to play this game. Cut it off. I haven't thought twice about it. Let's just say I played I posted that thing, and some asshole in the comments said, well, yeah, you blame the game, but it's obviously the user's fault. And I'm thinking to myself, you stupid fuck, you didn't read the whole thing, did you? No, you didn't, dumbass. There was another game recently. I think it was called Neverwinter. I'm not even sure now. But it's really weird because I got it installed, I'm playing it, I'm walking around, and there's nobody in the world. I can hear other people running around, I can see their names move around, but I cannot see any figures in the game at all. So I was like, yeah, I'm done with this thing. So when they announced a beta for this online version of this game, and I had been consuming every article that they wrote on it, any kind of video that would come out, I was looking at it. I'm still like, I don't really like online RPGs, but yeah, I might make an exception for this, right? So I signed up for the beta, and you know, they don't take anybody with a beta. But, and by the way, I'm a good beta guy. I don't just play the game. I actively look to break things, and I always report, because I've done betas a couple of times, one for a game and one for just like a regular piece of software. And I always report any kind of problems I have, any kind of glitches, because that's what they're looking for. They want anything, right? So I'm very good at that. Get my beta invitation. It says you have to sign up for an account here, and you have to sign up for one here. So I sign up for one in one spot. Go to sign up for one another, and it won't send me a confirmation email. So I'm like, okay, send me a confirmation email. So they will not send me a confirmation email. So I'm like, okay, well, I got in touch with the support. Now, the beta, this is one of the first betas. The beta only lasted from, like, Friday night to Sunday morning. They did not get back in touch with me until Thursday the following week, after the beta. Okay? And they said, yeah, well, in addition to the game being in beta, our support is also in beta. So, you know, we apologize, this won't happen again. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Kind of frustrating, but okay. Next time comes around, they send me another one. So I'm like, okay, if it will not work using this email address, I will use my other email address. Okay? Use the other email address. I'm able to log in. Able to log in. Absolutely no problem. I'm able to get a confirmation email. Absolutely no problem. I go to use the beta key that they gave me. And it says it says something like it's already in use or did not exist. Something like that, right? So I grit my teeth and I contact support again, because even though this thing is from Friday to Sunday, I decided to do all this on a Thursday. The second I got the beta key, and so I did that, and almost immediately, I decided to do things different. I'm not just going to submit an email. They say you can email or chat, right? So I go for the chat. I'm sitting with this chat window open for 2 hours because they say it's going to be about a 2-hour wait. So I'm saying, all right, you know what? I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to sit here for 2 hours. I had other stuff to do. So I do it. I'm sitting there. I'm doing my other things. I'm keeping my eye on the chat window. Click, 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 move, 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 click, 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 click. Look over, still nothing. Finally, I see some action. Guy comes into the room. 2 seconds, he closes out the thing, which automatically closes the call. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Being able, you know, having these registration issues is one thing, but that pissed me off more than anything. So I just got in touch with him through the email saying, you know what, you guys pay. I didn't say it in these words because I'm a lot more polite, but I don't need to be polite here. I basically told him, you know, you can go fuck yourself. I don't want to have anything to do with you guys anymore. Basically lose my number, all right? And I have said that to employers before. So I'm definitely going to say this to a game, you know. Basically, I want to use this game so that I can eventually give them my money. That's my end goal, is to be able to give them my money. Gets in touch with me because it's automated system, saying, yeah, we found a bug with our chat support. And I'm like, this response that I got came back the following Wednesday. So the first trouble ticket was put on a Friday, goes to the following Thursday. This one was put on a Thursday, goes to the following Wednesday. So I see basically how these guys are, right? And also, I have managed help desks before, and I would have had a fucking Apple, whatever. I would have gone fucking insane if my guys had waited almost a week to respond to something. Just really shitty service. Really, really shitty service. So I'm thinking, I'm just done with these guys. I'm like, come on, I'm not going to get that game. Then they released a trailer. It was an 8-minute trailer for the game. And God damn, it looks good. Oh my God, it looks so good. So I'm like, oh, I might anyway. Still thinking about it. And then Gizmopod does an article called Most Anticipated Video Games of 2014. And it's on this one. And it said, people are on the fence about this one, but still can't wait to see how it pans out. That's me, you know. While many say it looks like it will probably be a pretty cool MMORPG. And I was like, yeah. It also comes with a monthly subscription fee of $14.99, no matter what platform you play it on. And that will probably stop casual players in their tracks. You won't have too long to see how it all goes down, though, as it comes out on April 4th for the PC, Mac, PS4, and Xbox One. Now, that's not actually true. I heard that it comes out on PC and Mac like a month before it comes out on PS4 and Xbox One. But in order to get this game, you have to pay $59.99 on a PS4. For the game itself. Although I think that last time I checked, I had it in my wish list, just, you know, keep an eye on the price. It went down to $59.95. Yeah. And then on top of that, you still have to pay $15 a month. And I will wait for the next standalone chapter, because I really think that this is going to blow up in their face. I think that in a couple of weeks, you're gonna, if you follow video game news, you're just gonna hear about how horrible the rollout for this was. You're gonna hear nothing but a lot of bad reviews for this game. And I'm not even gonna say what the game is. Just keep watching out on the week of April 4th when the PC guys get there. Because realize, and I'm not the only one. Let me also say that on my Facebook page, I've also mentioned my troubles with this beta, and I have not said the name of the company. All right. Other people have had the exact same issues. Okay, and the one guy I know who actually got in, he said the gameplay didn't seem to be all that great. You know, and I'm just like, don't tell me that, because I have chapters 1 and 2, which were originally DOS games, on my slow computer, so that I can play it. It's the one with the, it has DOS box on it. I might put it on my other one. I think I have an old computer down there that's even slower, so that things just don't go flying across the fucking screen, you know. But anyway, so I really like this series, you know, and although this doesn't continue the story of this universe, it actually goes back a few hundred years, which I'm not really all that crazy about, because it ended up being like, like the Star Wars prequels, where the prequels actually, you know, their things actually look more polished than what's supposed to, you know, the past looks more polished than the future, or the present, I should say, whatever one. You know, because in Star Wars and in Empire or Jedi, you had these clunky ass robots, droids, but in Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith, those robots were all smooth and sleek looking. You know, it's like, wow. So you guys actually took a back when it comes to design. A step back when it came to design. And that's what it looks like it'll be for this game, you know. You start off looking like shit, and you get all these things, and I'm thinking about technology-wise, you will be able to do things in the past that you can't do, like, 200 years later. And that's I know that's going to bug me, but I really want to see their next standalone, because if they put all their eggs in this basket, that will be a sad day for them, because I don't think this is going to go the way they think it's going to go. You know, like, you know, you want it to be one way. You know, it's like Marlo said on The Wire, you want it to be one way, but it's the other, you know, and that's what's going to happen. I think they're going to have the other. Anyway, I know this is a long way to hear one guy bitch about video games, but, so disappointing. And no, I'm not going to pay $15 a month on top of $60 that I'd have to pay up front, you know? So they get rid of the monthly subscription fee. That would go a long way to me saying, maybe, but, fuck it. It may come out in 2014. I say by 2016, this place will be a ghostland. It won't be worth playing. And hopefully I hope that once they launch this, then somebody will start working on the next standalone and not like packs like they did. Apparently there were a bunch of different packs for World of Warcraft. Which, like I said, I played for 3 to 5 hours and said, yeah, fuck it, I'm done. I'd hate for them to go that route with this because, I really like the series. They always do something entertaining with the game. And really, that's all. Because when I play the game, I actually turn the difficulty all the way down because my thing is I would actually prefer to role play a game when it comes. In fact, it drives Steven crazy because I will make choices based on how I think my character would. So I'm actually role playing the game rather than just checking off a list of objectives. You know, it's like, okay, this is what I have to do. I'm going to do this any way necessary. In fact, it bugs him because he's like, are you playing as a good guy again? It's like, well, yeah, you know, because there's some things I won't do. And there are times I'm playing as a bad guy, and there are things that I will do, and there's also some things that I won't do. There's some, when you're playing a bad guy, there's some quests you just don't take because, you know, like, you know, help me get my chickens to market. It's like, I'm a bag. What the fuck do I give about your chickens? You know, I'll kill you instead. But anyway, thank you for listening. And like I said, it's easy to figure out what game I'm talking about. However, I technically did say that I would not talk about the game. Even though I couldn't even begin to tell you about the game. The online version of the game. Couldn't tell you anything about it firsthand because I never, ever, ever got to the point where I could install the software. Okay? Because you have to be able to log in and use your beta key in order to download the software. Never, ever got that far. Fuck them. Just go back to doing standalone RPGs. Isn't the age of the MMORPG dead anyway? Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll be back with, a more coherent episode. Or more accessible episode next time. What am I talking about? Only like 25 people listen to this thing anyway. Anyway, thanks for listening.
have a really good team.